A checklist of laws and customs relating to the Pesach Seder, part 2. In this lesson, we will review the laws relating to each step of the Seder, starting from Kadesh, after having completed all the pre-Seder halachas in the previous lesson. This order follows the Chabad custom. For Kadesh, one should read each one of the simanim, from Kadesh until Nirtza. The Kiddush cup is to be rinsed with water inside and outside prior to making Kiddush. While some are particular to have others pour them the wine, the Chabad custom is not to be particular in this, and you may pour it for yourself. Prior to saying Kiddush, men should have in mind that if they forget to drink the first cup while leaning, then they are including more wine in this blessing. Kiddush is recited while standing. Prior to starting the Kiddush, we look at the candles. However, once Kiddush has begun, then we look at the cup. Different customs exist regarding if everyone at the table says their own Kiddush on their own, together with the person leading the Seder, or if they are Yaitse with him. And so is the main custom, as implied from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. As is always our custom by Kiddush, we lift the cup 3 tefachim, approximately 24 centimeters, from the table. At the conclusion of Kiddush, one is to sit down and try to drink the entire cup of wine in one shot and in one gulp. Men are required to lean to their left side upon drinking. We do not drink any more wine until after Magid and the second cup. However, one may drink other beverages. And if he did not have them in mind or on the table when he said Kiddush, then a blessing of Shahakal is to be said over them. The second step of the Seder, Orchatz. Prior to washing, one should say the simanim of Orchatz and Karpas. We wash just like for bread, but without a blessing. It is advised to appoint someone by the sink to make sure nobody says a blessing in order not to enter into the complicated question of what to do if a blessing is said. Practically, if a blessing was said, the person should simply say Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Le'ilam Void and continue with the Seder as usual. Even though a blessing was not said, one should not speak until after the karpas is eaten. The reason that this part of the Seder is performed is so children wonder and ask questions regarding the order of the Seder, as the mitzvah Vigat de Labincha is to tell answers to questions of the children. The third step of the Seder is karpas. We take the onion or potato and dip it in salt water prior to saying the blessing of Hadamah. It is to be held in the right hand. And when we say the blessing, we have kavana to be mitzi the maror. One should make sure to eat less than 14 grams, which is less than a kazayas. Even if a person happened to eat a kazayas, one does not say an after blessing. We do not lean while we eat the karpas, and we do not return the remaining onion or potato to the ka'ara, the Seder plate, once it's used. As is always the law, it's preferable to use a whole onion or whole potato for karpas rather than cut up pieces, as one should always say a blessing over a shalem rather than over a cut up piece. Nonetheless, some write that one should specifically cut them to small pieces that are less than a kazayas in order so no one make a mistake of eating a kazayas. The purpose of this third step of the Seder of Karpas is once again so the children ask questions as to why this is being eaten. The Karpas vegetable itself represents the slavery in Egypt as it stands for Samach Perach. The next step of the Seder, step number 4, is Yachatz. In Yachatz, we break the middle matzah, which is known as the Levi matzah, while it is inside the cloth, meaning without taking it out and actually seeing it. The larger of the two pieces, if you manage to break it in half, and not more than two pieces, is then taken for Afikoman. This piece is then customarily broken to 5 pieces. The Afikoman is then placed between 2 pillows. The smaller half is placed back in between the 2 matzahs and will be used for Mitzi Matzah. There should be at least a kazayas of matzah remaining in the middle matzah that you put back, and if there isn't, then you should add more matzah from your matzah box. The purpose of this fourth step of Yachatz is so we read the Haggadah over poor man's bread, which represents our slavery in Egypt, and is the mitzvah of Lechem Ayini, and a poor man's bread is usually broken. Kabbalistically, the 3 matzahs represent Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and the middle matzah represents Yitzchak, and being that Yitzchak has a side of laughter and a side of severity to him, we break it in half to separate the laughter from the severity. The next step is the step of Magid, step number 5. Prior to reading the Haggadah, one is to explicitly intend in his mind or verbalize that he is doing so for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of telling over the story of the Exodus, V'igat de Levincha. The reading of the Haggadah must be done in a way that one begins to experience the emotions associated with the Exodus and not just mere lip service. One should actually visualize as if he is being taken out of Egypt. Each person is to say the Haggadah to themselves, even though there is a late leader of the Seder table which is saying it out loud. The person saying it out loud should say it with a niggun and very loudly. While Maggid is being recited, all the three matzahs should be visible, at least partially, with exception to when the cup of wine is raised, in which case, we cover the matzahs. The Haggadah must be explained to women and children in a way that they also understand, and that is the main mitzvah of Vigat Levincha to their comprehension. The first part of Maggid is the saying of Heilach Ma'anya. In Heilach Ma'anya, the matzah is to be lifted. However, the custom of the Chabad Rebbeim is to only reveal the matzahs and not actually lift them, and so has become the widespread custom. The next step in Maggid is Manishtana. Prior to Manishtana, we pour the second cup of wine. For small children, it's advised to delay this pouring in order so they don't spill it all over the table. One can delay pouring it for them until close to Goal Yisrael, which is the end of Maggid. Before Manishtana, we move the Ka'ara to the side and cover the matzahs. The youngest son asks the Manishtana questions. If there is no son, then the youngest daughter asks. Each person is to repeat the Manishtana to themselves after the children say it. After the completion of Manishtana, one is to return the Ka'ara back to its place and reveal the matzahs once again, revealing at least partially all three. When we say Vehisha Amda, the matzahs are to be covered, and we then lift the Kais, the cup of wine. When we reach the point of spilling the wine in Maggid, we spill the wine using the cup itself, by tilting the cup, and not by using our fingers. It is to be spilled into a broken dish, which should be pre-broken before Yontif, by making a small chip to it, such as by a plastic bowl, and the like. When we pour, we have intent to spill the wrath out of the wine. After all the spills are complete, we refill the cup of wine to the top. When we reach the stanzas of Dayenu, one is to say it without making an interval in between. When we say the words Matzazu, one should hold on to the middle and bottom matzah within the covering. When we say Marrzu, we place two hands on the maror. At the conclusion of Maggid, we say the blessing of Goal Yisrael and drink the cup of wine. Men are to drink it while leaning. The next step number 6 of Rachza. Prior to Rachza, one is to prepare the matzahs for all the participants of the meal. One is also to read the simanim of rachza, maitzi matzah, maror, and korich prior to washing. When one washes for the matzah, he washes just like he would wash for eating bread, with a blessing. Starting from the washing until after korich, one is to avoid talking of matters unrelated to the meal, and therefore any talking that needs to be done should take place now if it's not related to the meal. Maitzi matzah, step number 7. Upon eating the matzah, everyone is obligated to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on the night of the 15th. This should be announced prior to the washing. How to hold the matzahs. Upon saying the blessing of Amaitzi, one takes hold of the two whole matzahs and the middle broken matzah in between. Immediately after this blessing, one drops the bottom matzah and then says the blessing of Alachilas matzah with only the top and middle matzah in his hand. When we say the blessing over the mitzvah of eating matzah, one should also have in mind the matzah eaten by Korech, as well as the matzah eaten by Afikoman. This should be announced prior to the washing. The leader of the home, who held the three matzahs, is to give a piece of both the middle and upper matzah to all the participants. He should not delay his initial eating until he does so, and rather he should first take a piece of his middle and top matzah and eat it, and as he's eating it, he should give up small pieces from the top and middle matzah to everyone else. Each participant then says both blessings over the matzah over their own matzah that they have, beginning with the eating of the piece that they received from the leader of the Seder. We do not dip the matzah in salt, even though we do have salt on the table. One is required to eat a kazayas of matzah in total, and those who have a Seder plate with three matzahs should eat a kazayas from both the top and middle matzah, for a total of 2 kazaysim. It is to be eaten within 4 minutes. Men must lean upon eating the matzah. This applies to both kazaysim eaten by the leader of the table. If one did not lean, then he must re-eat another kazayas of matzah. Women are not required to lean. An older sick person who has difficulty eating matzah may dip his kazayas of matzah in water in order to eat. Step number 8, maror. The maror is to be eaten immediately after eating the matzah. For maror, we eat both from the lettuce leaves and the horseradish. It is to be eaten within 4 minutes, eating a total of a kazayas, which is anywhere between 17 to 27 grams. Before eating the maror, it is to be partially dipped into the chareses. After the maror is dipped into the chareses, one is to immediately shake it off.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at shulchanaruchharav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sefarim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.